This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. Wednesday night, Glenville Town Supervisor Chris Ketsley will deliver his latest State of the Town address. Ketsley, who is in his third term in the town of about 30,000, also serves as the chair of the Schenectady County GOP. What will your focus be in Wednesday's speech?
Well, you know, I think this is a different speech for me over my 12 years or so as a supervisor, where we're going to focus mostly on our infrastructure investments that are needed in the coming years and really looking at ways of addressing some of our capital needs in our buildings.
You've been focused a lot on the need for a new town hall and also to repurpose the public safety building. Can you give us an update on those two projects?
Yeah, we're getting close now to have a final site plan for what we call a town hall campus setting, where we're going to look to separate the needs of our police department and our courts into a dedicated public safety building, which we're currently in now at town hall, and then build an administrative building for all the other services we provide to our residents through the town hall function. So it's really the most efficient, cheapest, and best use of our assets that we have, which we have vacant land already, so we don't have the acquisition cost. We have this building already, so we don't have to have that building cost. So it's really a way to save the residents the most money possible while still meeting the needs of a growing town.
What's the timeline for that?
Well, we're hopeful that, you know, after tomorrow night, we'll get some input from the residents. We'll do a public meeting dedicated to this proposal in March when we have fine details. And then hopefully the town board would act somewhere in late spring and potentially be in the ground after final drawings in the late summer, early fall.
How are you getting along with this town board so far?
Good. We're a good group. We work well together. I think that in most cases, even the Democrats on the board have seen that we're making good progress, and they've been fairly supportive in many of our initiatives.
Just one more thing about the new town hall. Will residents see any disruption in services or anything like that as this project goes forward?
No, the good news is that we're going to be able to stage, since we have a current building, so we'll be able to build before we have to vacate, and then as we vacate after the new building's built, we'll do the renovations to the police department in stages. So there'll be no disruption and no additional cost needed for any off-site type of housing for staff.
What about commercial development in the town? Where do things stand today?
Yeah, you know, we've really, the past 10, 11, 12 years, have seen a lot of commercial growth in the town. We're going to continue to see that, I believe. Freemansbridge Road corridor is our next focus. We spent a lot of time on our town center redevelopment, and that's really paid off. And we're going to try to bring the same principles to Freemansbridge Road and see if we can jumpstart some development on Freemansbridge Road in the coming years.
In an earlier story we did with you looking forward to 2020, in January, you mentioned expanding the network of trails in the town. What can you tell us about that idea?
Yeah, that's, you know, been well received by our residents. They're being used as we continue to build them out. We have a variety of proposals on the table as to where we need to fill in and start making connections. We just opened our Woodhaven Trail here on Glenridge Road to connect a major neighborhood into our town center. And what we want to do is now try to connect that town center into our parks down Van Buren. And therefore start making these connections for our residents. And folks are excited about it. We've got some grants coming up in, we just received, where we're going to start building out around our schools, what they call Safeway to Schools, in the different districts around the town. So there's really a lot going on in making Glenville more pedestrian-friendly.
Local officials like you have to worry about the state tax cap. How do you do all this and stay under it?
You know, there's really three principles. Fortunately, I've had the ability to have long-term planning. When I've been here, you know, 10, 11, 12 years, I'm able to look at how can we get to where we want to go. And there's really three principles. One is we cut our debt over the past 12 years by more than half, which has given us a lot of room now to start making some investments. We've protected our fund balance over the years. They used to allocate fund balance to pay for operations. We stopped that, and now we have that for capital projects. And that's been a big change for us as well, and has given us the ability to make these capital improvements. And lastly, we've cut operational costs over the years. So when I was supervisor, I became supervisor, we had 101 employees. We have about 80 now, so we right-sized, we cut costs, we got operationally more efficient, and those three principles have put us into the position that we are in today to able where we're able to make investments into our community.
Okay, that leads me to the next question, which is about the impacts of the New York State budget on localities. Obviously, counties are closely watching Medicaid right now. Towns like yours are worried about aid to municipalities. So how does Albany's $6 billion shortfall impact on your planning?
Well, we're worried about it. You know, we're cautious. As I understand the budget that the governor proposed, at least we are being held harmless from the point of view that he's not cutting other than extreme weather. Paving, I believe, is being cut, which is about a $30,000 cut to our budget. But other than that, he's holding chips where it has been traditionally, which is not good enough. We need to see growth in that support from the state, but at least it's being held steady. Where we're going to really see some concern here is AIM. Which is the aid to municipalities, direct aid to municipalities from the state. He has cut that from the state. He's put it on the backs of the counties to pay that. And I think it's only a matter of time that the counties say that's just something they can't afford to do. The governor is definitely pushing more costs onto local governments, and it's going to have an impact on property taxes statewide in all municipalities and counties.
Let me end on one political question. I mentioned your work with the Schenectady County GOP. What do you think the effect of the Trump impeachment has been for upstate Republicans and maybe upstate Democrats?
I got to tell you, we're hearing it. I get calls all the time. It's galvanized, I think, a lot of Republicans and even independents against the what they see as a fraudulent impeachment. I think the Democrats have made a very weak and bad case against the president, and it's kind of emboldened the president, I believe, and pushed support his way. I think we see that in the polling. That's happened over the past couple of months as this process unfolded. But we're seeing a revitalized resurgence for the president in the Republican and even in the Independence Party.
Do you yourself think he did something wrong in the handling of that Ukraine issue?
You know, I can't get in his mind, and I wasn't on the call, obviously, but based on what we're the evidence that was presented by the Democrats in Congress, I don't see an impeachable offense. Is there something that he maybe could have done differently? I think always. There's always going to be second-guessing. But is it impeachable? No. I think the Democrats overreached, and it's unfortunate because I think it set back our country during the past year or so on something that we could have just wasted time when we could have been looking at other things for Congress to be doing.
That's Glenville Town Supervisor Chris Ketsley, who will deliver his latest State of the Town address Wednesday night. He's also the chair of the Schenectady County GOP. Chris Ketsley, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ian.
I'm Ian Pickus, and you're listening to WAMC.